if you're looking for new material to belt at the top of your lungs in the shower or behind the steering wheel of your car, may we humbly suggest music from Borns. Borns is the stage name for the singer Garrett Borns. This song, Electric Love, is everywhere. Hulu used it in a popular ad. Pop queen Taylor Swift called the song an instant classic. And this all happened before Borns ever released a full-length album. Now, his debut record is out. It's called Dopamine, and Borns joins us from NPR West to discuss it. Hey there.
Hey, how you doing?
Can we start by talking about fame and expectations? Because...
Sure.
What does it feel like for millions of people to be playing your music and knowing who you are before you've ever released an entire album?
Yeah, it's a really great feeling, especially because I feel like my EP was recorded just very, without too much thought.
Your EP was four songs. It was called Candy. People have compared you to Michael Jackson, which, as complimentary and exciting as that is, must kind of be a little bit intimidating, right?
It's a little bit intimidating. I don't know if it's so much, I definitely don't have the moves. I occasionally wear like a red members only jacket with like, I totally wore his color scheme one night.
Oh, so you tried to get compared to Michael Jackson is what you're saying.
No, I totally didn't mean
right,
to,
sure.
But I definitely like to wear things that catch light.
Shiny, you like shiny things?
Yeah, things that reflect or that have a lot of color in them because the songs are kind of explosions of light in a way.
As you talk about your performance style, I cannot help but think you were a magician when you were, what, like 10 years old?
Yeah, it was like 10 through 13 I was pretty serious about it.
Does that influence the way you think about performing today?
Absolutely. It was my first feeling as like a front man.
But paint a picture for us. 10-year-old Garrett Borns. Are you walking around in like a top hat and tails? What's going on?
Yeah, actually, I had a regular restaurant gig and I did balloon animals. I grew up in this small town right on Lake Michigan. There's all kinds of people that come through there. And that's when you get the big tippers too.
You actually made money doing this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And I got so much great experience because... Like, not everybody wants to see magic. A lot of times, like, a kid walking up to a table wearing a flashy shirt, people are like, what is this kid about to do? And a lot of people are like, oh, I don't want to buy anything. Like, they saw me with a bag, and they're like, I don't know if you're trying to sell candy bars, or like, what are you? And then I would just go to the next table, and it was really interesting, the types of people. I'd just come home with stories and tell my parents.
But it is not at all hard to draw a stretch from the 10-year-old Garrett Borns in the shiny shirt going from table to table to the 23-year-old Borns on stage in front of thousands of screaming fans, maybe still in a shiny shirt.
You know, it's really not that different.
Is it too much of a stretch for me to ask for a song on the album that really catches that?
I feel like the title track, Dopamine.
Explain what dopamine is.
Well, dopamine is a neurotransmitter that is released to give you, you know, it bathes the pleasure centers, basically.
And you feel it, like, when you fall in love or when you exercise or when you get it, like, just like a rush of good feeling.
Right, exactly. And a lot of times I feel like dopamine comes out when you are longing for something or just the fantasy of something. And that's what a lot of the songs on the album are about. It's kind of like the fantasy of what you wish you had or that you had but you don't have anymore.
Baby, sang in choirs when you were younger, right?
Yeah, I sang in choir in high school.
Your singing on this album does not sound like the kind of singing that people do in choir. How did you discover the way you use your voice?
It was actually kind of a struggle in choir for me. I was probably a nightmare to my choir teacher. She was always like, Garrett, I can hear you. I can hear you over everybody else.
Okay, so choir didn't work for you. Was it when you finally got behind a guitar that you were like, oh yeah, this is how I want to sound?
I grew up playing piano and making up a lot of songs just for my folks. And when they had friends over, just they would give me a subject or I would serenade somebody. And I just always found that just so entertaining.
They would just like throw a subject at you and you would come up with a song about it off the top of your head.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, the subject is clocks. Go.
Clocks? Can you get me a beat? Can you get me like a clock beat?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, there we go. Oh, clocks are ticking, and I'm thinking I need more caffeine to be singing on NPR. It's hard to be...
That's pretty impressive.
No, I mean, I don't know. I always try to make it as lounge singer as possible. Like,
that's really good.
Hey, how you doing? Nice dress. La, da, da, da. Thanks for coming. Da, 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 da. I don't know.
Listen, that's better than most musicians I've interviewed would have been able to do on the spot like that. You know, it's interesting thinking of you as sort of this lifelong performer, the 10-year-old magician. I realize that the place we started this conversation, you know, like how does it feel to have these huge expectations and this huge fame before you've ever released an album must be really scary. Now, having had this conversation with you, I feel like, no, it's not scary at all. It's what you've been like working your whole life to get to. It's like you're there.
Yeah, it feels good. I feel like I'm always just trying to just write better music and keep topping myself. I remember seeing an interview from the Bee Gees and they were like, the biggest competition to like the Bee Gees is the Bee Gees. They just kept trying to top themselves and write better songs. And I'm just always trying to do that. Just, it's all about the art really at the end of the day. I'm diving deeper,
deeper for you. Garrett Bourne's. What a pleasure to talk to you. It's been great.
Yeah, thanks so much.
The new album from Bourne's is called Dopamine.